And we're back with today's topical currents. Joseph Cooper along with Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, Food and Dining has finally arrived this week. Always one of our favorites. And of course, we welcome chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gastenheimer. And her topic today is the longtime South Florida favorite, Miami Spice.
It's Miami Spice. Hi, Bonnie and Joe.
Hello.
Nice to be with you. Bargain months in Miami-Dade restaurants. And it's a chance to really try some of the top-rated restaurants, three-course lunches and dinners at a major, major discount. It's the 12th. I can't believe this. It's the 12th annual Miami Spice months. That's August and September. Here to give us the scoop is Rolando Aiedo. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. They organize and produce the event. Welcome, Rolando.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us. And also with us, this big smile on his face, is Stephen Haas. Haas, he's the chairman of the Bureau. He's the godfather, sometimes called godmother, of Miami Spice, and he's the owner of the restaurant City Hall. Welcome, Steve Haas.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's in our neighborhood right up the street.
Yes, it is. Mm. Well, it's in our neighborhood right here because he's filled the studio with his fabulous.
Indeed.
A little too late.
Oh, please.
I'll just have to see you in the restaurant, Bonnie.
Okay, well, you will.
We'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Our topic is Miami Spice Months. Do you have any questions or maybe you have some suggestions, give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. Bonnie, do we have email?
We do. It's radio@WLRN.org, and we also have Twitter @topicalcurrents.
All right. Also with us, our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's column in today's Miami Herald. Fred, are we going to drink today, or shouldn't I ask?
Oh, we always drink. I'm going to ask a few questions about Miami Spice and wine.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's go to Rolando straight away. This is the 12th year. What has it meant to the economy here in South Florida?
Well, in the last 12 years, Miami Spice has evolved, but so has our community. The culinary scene is more exciting than ever. We've kind of grown up alongside other great events like the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. And when we first put this together 12 years with Steve's leadership, who would have thunk that 12 years later we'd have more than 200 restaurants participating in this program? The off time of the year, which used to be August and September for restaurants, from my understanding, has now become one of the stronger performing ones for restaurants and now has become one of the key reasons to come to Miami in the summer.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, do the restaurants have to pay to become part of this? And do they benefit? Do they lose money on it?
Well, in terms of what we charge restaurants to be part of this program, they do approximately $1,000 goes into a marketing pot. The Convention and Visitors Bureau then puts in significant amount of dollars in addition to what we collect from the restaurants. We secure a lot of dollars from sponsors. In fact, this year we'll be investing about $500,000 marketing and promoting Miami Spice. And that goes dollar for dollar back into the marketing and the advertising and the PR that then drives the customers into those restaurants.
Does the restaurant charge take into account the size of the restaurant, the number of tables?
It's not. It's pretty much a flat rate for the restaurants. We contemplated that at one point, but as you can appreciate, it becomes a little bit complex. So we decided to do it a flat for everyone. And it's been in place for many, many years and been quite successful.
All right. Well, let's go to Steve Haas. Steve, there's two tiers. Can you explain that for us? I find it kind of a little confusing. luxury versus fine dining. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The reason for two tiers is to allow more restaurants to participate in the program. A lot of restaurants that didn't meet the initial requirements were not able to participate and wanted to find a way of getting into the program. So we allowed this second tier to take place. So the moderately priced restaurants that were just not at the same level were able to participate as well.
Okay, so tell us what luxury restaurants, how much is it?
$39 for the dinner and $23 for lunch. And the lower tier is $19 for lunch and $33 for dinner.
So Steve Haas, we said at the beginning you wear many hats. You first of all, were the architect, started this whole system of Miami Spice.
Well, it's a program that we started 12 years ago because it was necessary. We needed to put people back into the restaurants. Our economy was having a hard time at the time, and I sat down with the Bureau and with some of our sponsors, and we pulled it off literally in one day, in one meeting. We said, this is a go. We're going to make this happen.
All right. So we all, the Many Hats, is you're the owner of
City Hall.
City Hall, the restaurant. I'm looking at all these delicious foods, and I just lost my mind for a minute because you brought all this wonderful food. Tell us what you've brought, because it's a huge tray full of food.
Well, I brought a lot of food because I really wanted you guys to enjoy and to experience Miami Spice as it is, because I brought you exactly how we prepare. We do not cut back portions. You have for lunch and for dinner, it's a three-course meal. It's an absolute value that you just can't beat any other time of the year, especially like in our entrees where I gave you a 12-ounce ribeye steak. It's a prime steak with truffle. The truffle butter sauce is unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Parmesan truffle french fries.
Yes. It's a delicious. Huge plate full of food.
It is.
And that's at what price?
$33.
$33. They're going to be, your phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
Well, is it every night? $33. Now, that's our price of the item itself. So you're actually, when you come to City Hall, the restaurant, you're having a free dessert and a free appetizer when you order the Miami Spice menu.
Are you having this pre-theater as well? I mean, can it be any time?
It is offered 7 days a week, lunch and dinner. And now one of the great things we're promoting is CHC, which is the City Hall Club, Fridays and Saturday nights. We're calling it the perfect Miami evening. As you come in at 9, 10 o'clock, have a great Miami Spice dinner, and then stay for the club, which there is no cover charge or anything. So it's a great
night.
And
what happens at the club?
Oh, it's so
shouldn't I ask?
You can ask. This is Miami. Fridays and Saturday nights, we convert the restaurant at 11 o'clock into a club, and it transforms so well. And on Friday nights, it's called This and That, which is everything from disco to now. And Saturdays is called Sábado de Fiesta, which is a Latin-themed night with house music. And we have a DJ that's outstanding, and we go till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Whoa. But let's talk. I'm going to get back to the food. The food.
My favorite subject.
Mine as well. You had the lunch plates. There was a huge lunch. There was a chicken. What is it, a Dijon sauce? What is that?
The chicken breast with a Dijon mustard sauce. And we brought the shrimp tacos, which is becoming one of my addictions, I have
Joe
to say.
Joe gobbled this. You gobbled yours, didn't you, Joe?
Yes, I did.
Which is also offered on our happy hour as well.
Oh, wow. Terrific. That sounds great. So I'd like to entice some of our listeners on some of the restaurants here, that a few that I've noticed. Mm-hmm. And I chose them because they're open every night, including Saturday, which you are as well.
Yes, we are.
Not all of them are. In fact, if you are thinking of going on Miami Spice, you really ought to go to the website and see what nights they're open. And if you're going to want to go on a Saturday, book in advance, because that's...
It's going to be a very busy night because not many of the restaurants are on the program on Friday and Saturday night. So I definitely advise all your listeners to go on ilovemiamispice.com.
Okay. Well, Bourbon Steak, which is at Turnberry Isle.
Excellent restaurant.
They have a prime New York strip steak or some seared scallops. So they really go all out for their Miami Spice menu. And then... there's Escapazza. That's a wonderful little Italian restaurant. Small restaurant on the beach. People don't know a lot about it, but it's all, I guess it's all organic food there.
It is. It's an excellent restaurant. Small, family-owned restaurant on Washington Avenue. It's been around a long time. I think it only seats 50 people, maybe, at the most. Highly recommend.
And they're doing the ravioli that has caramelized pears, and that's one of their best.
It's delicious.
Delicious there. Okay, Ortonique on the Mile.
Excellent.
Is doing it. They have a cherry and rum glazed pork tenderloin. Wow.
Doesn't that sound great?
On Miami
I'm ready to
Spice.
Go now.
They also have a seared local swordfish.
Now I
on
have
their Miami Spice.
They've been on the program since year one. They've embraced it. Cindy Hudson is an outstanding chef, and her chef in-house is Barbara Scott, who actually is my previous chef.
All right. Okay. And one more I noticed was J&G Grill, which is at the New St. Regis. A beautiful, beautiful spot.
Beautiful room.
A garlic-cured steak, Oros Poussin with pine nuts and foie gras juice.
I knew I should have eaten it before I got here.
So that's just to whet some of your appetites.
What's this? I have an email that I must try the shrimp and grits that the chef that you make.
Shrimp and grits is one of our what's one of our specialties. We put it on Miami Spice. I have to say, personally, it's the best shrimp and grits I've ever had. with a tasso cream sauce. It's delicious.
We have it here, Bonnie. You didn't see it. It's right here.
Oh, okay.
And he's serving it there. And he didn't mention his specialty, my specialty, which is chocolate chip cookie. Now, this chocolate chip cookie, it was so big I couldn't put it in my mouth, but I managed. And that comes with every meal.
For lunch.
For lunch.
The chocolate chip cookie is a huge success. You have a choice of a chocolate chip cookie or the dessert of the week.
Whoa. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guests are Rolando Aedo from the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau and Steve Haas, owner of City Hall, the restaurant, and godfather of Miami Spice. And I didn't say godmother. Okay. We're talking about Miami Spice Restaurant Months. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guests are Rolando Aedo. He's the Executive Vice President of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and they're the producers of the Miami Spice Months. And Steve Haas, he's the Chair of the Bureau. He's the godfather of Miami Spice, and he's the owner of City Hall, the restaurant. And they've been giving us the scoop on Miami Spice Months, August and September. But if you're not going out to dinner in this warm, hot August evening, here's a dinner in minutes for you. It's a cool salad, really, really simple. It's a salad niçoise. It's a favorite of the French Riviera, so you can pretend you're on Riviera when you're making this cool salad. The typical ingredients for the salad are fresh tuna, some green beans, some olives, tomatoes, and you can add any other greens you want, or even if you have some leftover vegetables. That's what they do there. A breeze to make, using a good quality bought vinaigrette, but I like to make my own, and I've given you the recipe. And it only takes a few minutes, and it'll stay for weeks in the refrigerator. But either way, this salad's a family pleaser. For first, we're going to blanch the green beans, and you can just do that in the microwave for a minute. Sauté some fresh tuna in a very hot skillet. Now, the chef over here might might have something to say how I'm going to do it. Let me know, Stephen Haas. very, very hot skillet. 2 minutes per side, and remove it from the heat. He's shaking his head. Yes.
Yes.
You can, if you want it rare, leave it in the skillet off the heat for maybe a minute. But if you want it more well cooked, leave it for a couple of minutes in that skillet, and don't cook it any more than that because it'll taste a little bit like sawdust. And it may surprise you that for this dinner in minutes, I used canned whole potatoes, and I cut them in quarters. It was really simple and easy. But what happens is I toss them in the vinaigrette sauce. With the green beans, I line a platter with some lettuce leaves, add the vegetables, the dressing, tomato wedges, olives, and the tuna. Serve it with a French baguette, and you're good to go.
Now, why did you use canned potatoes?
Well, it's dinner in minutes, so I wanted it to be quick and easy, and I didn't want you to have to heat up the kitchen and cook anything. But if you wanted to, you could cook potatoes in a microwave. That would go quickly.
They have those potatoes now that are in
the Yukon Gold potatoes.
Yeah.
They're perfect for it, and also Red Bliss.
The small ones, and you can put that
exactly.
in the microwave.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
With a little bit of water.
They're all upset with me, but I'm going to tell you, if you're in a hurry and you have them on your shelf, then go for it. Okay. That complete recipe and a photo is at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, you know, I actually love Miami Spice. It has, in the past, it has let me try restaurants that I would have broken my budget otherwise. And the menus are really top-notch. There's no cutting corners or anything like that. But I think that people making reservations need to ask some careful questions about the wine to go with it. A few years ago, I went to a restaurant during Miami Spice and paid the $39 for the meal. But then it turned out that the cheapest wine on the list was $65. And maybe I'm just cheap, but that kind of took the steam out of the bargain for me. Now, last year, some of the restaurants offered wine specials with their Miami Spice menus, and a few of them are doing that again this year. They're listing wine specials at the bottom of their Miami Spice menus, which I think is a great idea. For example, Gotham Steak at the Fontainebleau Hotel has a Miami Spice wine special, and in that special for $20, you can get 3 3-ounce glasses of wine that's selected by the sommelier, and that's a reasonable deal. But I spent a fair amount of time on the Miami Spice website this year, and I don't see a whole lot of other wine specials. Rolando, maybe you can tell me, is there any overall Miami Spice policy on wine specials, or is it up to the individual restaurants, or how does it work?
Well, there isn't an overall policy per se that we implement, but we do encourage the restaurants to be as creative and as forthcoming as possible. And that's why we are encouraging our customers, our patrons, to go to the ilovemiamispice.com website often. It's new, it's enhanced, it has more information than ever. But some restaurants, to your point, are definitely maximizing not just the value of the meal itself, but they're enhancing it with other things like wine and other amenities.
Well, that's a good idea, but I think in any case, if anyone is making reservations for a Miami Spice meal, when they call to make the reservation, they ought to ask a few questions about the wine list and what it's likely to cost them, because they might spare themselves a kind of expensive surprise.
What's your take on that, Steve?
Well, in some cases, it is a surprise. You know, that's one of the great values of this program. $39 is a great value for certain restaurants. There are restaurants that are running $100 to $150 per person check average. So their wine lists are very high. They're very exclusive wine lists. So I think it's an excellent question, Fred, to ask the maitre d' when you're making your reservation, are you offering any wine pairings, any wine deals with your Miami Spice menu?
Okay. Great advice, Fred. Thank you. So, Rolando, are there any other special events? It's not just food. There are other things going on?
Oh, absolutely. Miami Spice has bred a lot of other great promotions and specials. In fact, as we speak, it's also Miami Spa Month. Miami Spa Month is another program that we organize that happens during July and now August, or during August.
So they spread, because I thought it was only July. So the Spa Month goes through to August.
We extended it by popular demand. So August is the time of the year to enjoy and pamper yourself at a world-class spa and then obviously have a world-class meal. And a lot of these spas and restaurants are within some of our restaurants.
So you can go to the spa and get thin and then go to the restaurant and get fat.
Yes.
Well, they can rub it out. There's a little shiatsu action may bring down that bulge a bit. But a lot of these great spas and restaurants are, in fact, in some of our best and finest hotels. So the hotels themselves have put together some amazing packages, which are also available on the website. And we encourage people to dine, stay, and play.
And I think there's a special promotion going on.
There is. This year we're partnering with some with Norwegian Cruise Lines, and they've been amazing. And in fact, they're giving away a cruise a week on the brand new ship that will be sailing out of Miami in the winter. It's the Norwegian Getaway, and it's all themed about Miami. And they will be offering Miami Spice versions and their respective restaurants. So we encourage people to go to the website and register, and we'll be giving away a cruise a week on Norwegian Cruise Line.
How do you get to have that? How does it work?
Well, there's a registration process. You go there. We're using Facebook, but you can access it through our website, and we'll be announcing every Sunday the winner on the...
So you can sign up, and if you sign up, it'll be like they'll draw.
Exactly. We'll be doing a drawing and enter to win, and we wish everyone lots and lots of luck.
And if I could just mention, because I'm a cruiseaholic, I love NCL, and they're also, because of Miami Spice, giving away a dinner in one of their specialty restaurants to go along with it.
Okay. All right.
Let me just ask either of you, do Palm Beach or Broward or Monroe have anything similar?
We'd like to say that imitation is the best form of flattery. We work, and they too have launched similar programs for restaurants and spas as well, and even museums. And we think that it's great that South Florida as a whole is recognizing the amazing assets that we have in our own backyard. So these programs are great for residents and great for tourists. But yes, some of our other fellow destinations have now launched similar efforts.
Sure. Good.
Okay. Another question that people ask is, you know, what about the tip? The tip and tax are not included in the meal price, of course. Do we tip on the actual bill of $3 or whatever, or should we tip on what the bill should have been or would have been?
You know, Linda, that's an excellent question, you know, because I think a lot of people really don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really is the determination of how your experience was that evening. If you had an exceptional experience where the waiter has done everything and went overboard and you just said this was a wow factor, I would definitely exceed the amount of the check and tip over that amount. But if it was a normal experience, I probably would tip accordingly. I think it's really about how you experience the evening yourself.
What do most people tip? Do they tip 10%, 15%, 20%?
I'm actually finding right now in the last 10 years, most people are tipping 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the norm at this point.
All right. Well, this is very exciting to have these 2 months here. I've already started going out and eating and eating and eating. I'm going to have to take some of that spa That spa month
Please
alone.
Do.
You have to take advantage of spa. I've been to 5 spas already, and it's
you
my,
have?
I have
already.
I live for Miami Spa. Besides Spice, I love all the programs that have spun off of Spice, mm-hmm. and Spa is really incredible because we really have some exceptional world-class spas right in Dade County.
Okay. Well, times and menus may change, so it's best to call the restaurant before you go to find out their latest information or go to ilovemiamispice.com and book early if you're going to want to go on a Saturday night. Another really, really tasty week.
Yeah, Rolando, thank you for that great food.
Yes, Rolando Ahedo, Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Steve Haas, Chair of the Bureau, owner of City Hall, the restaurant, godfather of Miami Spice. Thank you for that fabulous food. It really is amazing how much food you brought here.
Thank you.
And very, very delicious.
It's truly my pleasure, and I also want to thank the radio station for always embracing our program. You've done an exceptional job for the last 12 years.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. You can find out more, as I said, Miami Spice at ilovemiamispice.com. Next week, we'll be talking with Mandy Baca. She's the author of The Sizzling History of Miami Cuisine. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.